It's a Hit Music Station 94.9 Power FM. It is Ellie and Ricardo for Brekkie, and we are joined on the line by Matt White. He is one of the ambassadors for the Shoalhaven Relay for Life. Good morning, Matty. How are you?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, really well. Now, Relay for Life, we are going to be celebrating this next weekend around the Shoalhaven. It's going to be a fantastic day. Ricardo and I love being a part of it. But it's also something that you are very much a part of, Matt, because you're actually a survivor.
Yeah, that's right. I was diagnosed 3 years ago on the 9th of January with leukemia. And yeah, last year I spoke at the relay, and I've got the honour this year to be the ambassador, actually.
Well, Matt, look, it is a great honour, and good work on making it through all of it. I mean, I know lots of people can kind of try and guess how hard it was, but, I mean, can you explain to us, like how it impacted on your life?
It impacted my life hugely. I was in hospital for 12 months, coming home probably once or twice a month. I couldn't see my friends and all my family much, due to the risk of infection. I lost so many friendships, and I couldn't play soccer anymore, which I was playing for New South Wales before I got sick. Turned my world upside down.
And how old are you now, Matt?
I'm 20.
So it must be a really tough thing to deal with, like, well, at any age really, but especially at the age that you were facing it?
Yeah, well, I was just about to go for my P's, and I was supposed to be going overseas to play soccer, and it's not something a 17-year-old guy should get, I don't think. Something anyone should get.
Matty, when did you find out that you were in remission?
Probably about 6 months after getting diagnosed, but they keep going with treatment just to try and fully kill it so it doesn't come back. And I've been off treatment for about 8 months now.
Has it been just such a massive relief now knowing that you don't have to go and get any treatment anymore?
Yeah, it's so good, like not feeling sick anymore, not having to vomit all the time and all that sort of stuff. And I've actually got my hair back and it's good.
Feeling good. Now, Relay for Life, it is just such a great, great thing for a great, great cause. How important is it to you to be part of Relay for Life, and how much joy do you actually get out of the event?
Oh, Relay for Life, it's not just a weekend where we walk around a showground for me. It's probably one of the most important things of the year for me. Just seeing everyone get together and raise money for something that almost killed me 3 years ago. I just think it's amazing that everyone can get together and do it.
Well, Matty, it's probably interesting to note that lots of people think that cancer only affects older people. How did you find out that that you had leukemia?
I actually went to the doctors 3 times before I got diagnosed, and my doctor told me that I was just stressed and run down. And I sat my parents down probably a month before I got diagnosed, and I told them that I had cancer. They were shocked by what I said because I hadn't done research. I knew nothing about cancer. I just had a feeling in myself. And I went to the doctors the third time, and I said, "Oh, I just want a blood test." And the blood test come back that I was anemic, and they thought I was bleeding from the brain. So I was rushed to Wollongong Hospital, and they did further tests, and come back leukemia. And another week, and I probably wouldn't be here.
Now, it's pretty amazing that you kind of had that instinct, kind of the gut feeling yourself, but it would have been a tough time for your family. And I guess one of the good things about Relay for Life is, you know, it's not only for the survivors like yourself, but anyone can be a part of it, from the families, the supporters, there's volunteers, there's so many people can join in.
Yeah, that's what I love about Relay. It just doesn't support the people suffering from cancer. It also shows the carers that how much they really do mean to the patient. I know my parents and my family were my rock going through my treatment, and I wouldn't be able to do it without them.
All right, well, look, Matty White, thank you so much for talking to us, and, of course, look forward to seeing you at Relay for Life on the 31st of March.
No worries, guys, and I hope everyone can get up there.